This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
Welcome to CRC Talks 3. This is a five-part series covering everyday life, focusing on young people with disabilities.
Jennifer McShane shares her experience of working in the North County Leader.
Hi Jennifer, welcome to the show.
How long were you in college?
I was in college for 4 years. I did journalism, but I did 3 years in a level 7. And then if you want to get an honours degree, you just do an extra year. So 4 in total. But I love college. It's brilliant. I think recommend everyone do it.
How hard is your job?
Being a journalist, I suppose, I love my job, but I suppose it's quite difficult in that you have to be very careful with what you say and how you say things in regards to defamation laws and fact-checking and all that sort of stuff. So I think it's challenging, but challenging in a good way. You get to write about so many different things, current affairs, politics, loads of community issues, because we're a community-based paper. So the emphasis is on community life and the volunteers and that goes on there. And we recognise people and events that mightn't necessarily be recognised on a national scale. So it's just to give proper credence to those that are in the local community.
What are the requirements to do your job?
To do my job, I suppose it helps that I have a degree, but that's not always essential to be a journalist. I'm outgoing. I'm a people person and I love talking to people and asking questions. And I suppose the fact that I have a good command of English and I can write well. So I think they're all kind of the main requirements. Then you can't be afraid if you're a journalist to ask questions and take no for an answer, because often you have to ring people back, you know, 5 or 6 times a day to get quotes and things like that. So I think if you're outgoing and passionate, if you really want to do your job and you love doing your job, it'll come across well. So that's key, that you have to be happy in what you do.
What your hours?
I'm part-time at the moment, so I do about 25 hours, I think, so about 3 days a week with the North County Leader. So it's about 9 to 5 and then a bit later when we go to press. So they're long enough hours, but the day flies in. And it's nice being part-time because you can do kind of extra things on your days off or prep for the week ahead. It's good. You get a good mix of both.
What school college did you attend?
Well, I attended Portmarnock Community School, secondary school. And then when I went to college, I attended Griffith College in Dublin. So it's based on South Circular Road. And I chose that particular college because I really enjoyed the course content. They had an excellent journalism course and lots of kind of varied subjects. So if you want to do journalism, you don't just do writing. You can do lots of different elements. So there's photography, there's creative writing, there's layout and design. So they kind of teach you everything. So you can be like a jack of all trades journalist, which is important.
How many jobs did you have?
Well, in terms of jobs, I suppose I did, before I got this job, I worked for a short time in an insurance company, and then I worked in Superquin for about 5 years. So that was a really nice experience. It definitely gives you an idea whether you can deal with the public or not, because you deal with a lot of kind of different personalities and different kind of customer queries. So, but it's really good. It's a really kind of nice environment to be in, and it's very kind of talkative and busy. But so they're like paid, they're all the paid jobs I have. But I've done I worked for about 4 different publications, just internships. So they wouldn't necessarily pay you, but it's just to get a portfolio out there. And I still do that now. I still contribute to different sites. It's just to keep up the work space.
What was the work like in Superquin?
The work in Superquin, the hours are a tad longer than, they can be longer because it works on different shifts. So the work is busy. I was on the checkouts, so it's always busy in checkouts. But it's good. I mean, you were primarily on the checkouts and you were talking to customers. So there wasn't a lot of standing involved and you didn't have to sit too long. You could always stand up if you wanted and then you'd go on lunch breaks. So it was good. It was, you know, busy around Christmas time because it's the busiest time of the year on there. It's manic, as I'm sure people know. But it's great. There's a real buzz off it. So it's challenging work in that it's so busy. But, you know, it's fun as well. So you can, there's a bit of both.
So you really are a people person.
Yeah, well, that's what I like to think so anyway, so people tell me. So yeah, but working in Superquinn definitely gives you ground, and for that, if you're a chatterbox, customers always like it if you ask them a thing or two. A popular topic used to be the weather. I don't know, Irish people tend to like to chit chat about the weather. You could always get an answer out of them for that. So, but yeah, it's definitely good grounding.
Why choose journalism?
I chose journalism because I always loved writing. English was the one subject that I loved when I was in school, and I had a brilliant secondary school English teacher named Mr. Clark, who really kind of pushed me and brought the writing out. And I just knew that it was the only job I could see myself in. And there's kind of an expression they say, if you can see yourself doing your job, and you know, and despite the fact that you get paid for it, you're in the right kind of job. And I kind of did a lot of writing for years without, you know, necessarily making a living from it. But I knew I wanted to be a journalism writer, because just because I loved English and it was the one thing I knew I was very good at.
Did you find it difficult to get work?
Well, initially, I have to say, in terms of my own experience, I haven't found getting work that difficult. It's unfortunate that the media jobs are difficult to get anyway. So I suppose if you do have any mobility issues or any sort of disability, I suppose it does, you know, represent, I suppose, a different sort of challenge. But I was lucky in that all the jobs I worked in, including the North County Leader, the editor in particular, Jerry Fitzmaurice, never looked at the disability or seen it as an issue or anything. He just sees Jennifer, and he saw that I was passionate about the job, and I had kind of good experience, and I had a college, I had an education, and he wanted me to work with the team. So yeah, it does represent, I can totally understand why some would think it's going to be more of a task to get a job. But really, if you can go in and sell yourself and tell them that you're the right person to do the job, they will definitely want to hire you, because nothing is more appealing to an employer than somebody that really wants to work for them. So basically, to sum it up, yes, it can be difficult, but my own experience, I suppose, because I am such an outgoing person, I've been to interviews now where I haven't gotten the job, you know, I've had more of those than more no's than yeses, but I've never been in a situation where I've been out of work for a long time. I've been working since I was in school and since I left college. So I think it all depends on your outlook, and I suppose being realistic about what kind of job you want and the experience that you have. Like, I knew, however much I loved dancing, I would never be a dance instructor. So, but it's about persistence. You have to kind of keep going. There'll probably be a lot of people that will say no at first, but if you keep going, not everybody will, and your luck comes down to a lot of it, which is a part of it. So
Jennifer, any plans for the future?
Well, in terms of plans for the future, I just kind of want to keep writing, and I love my job at the County Leader. I've been working there since May last year, so I just want to keep writing and progressing for as long as I possibly can.
I have one other question. Do you write short stories?
Well, in terms of the work for the newspaper, they're not so much short stories. It's really news. So they're news stories. So we have a certain length, I'd say 250 to 300 words, so they're in no way like novels, but we also do I do features as well, so they'd be slightly longer. So it really varies. News stories can be short and to the point, or they can be a bit longer depending on what you want to say, and then features are invariably always longer. You can pad them out more and speak more about the person, so we do a good mix of both. So there's something for everyone. You can write tiny short stories, or snippets, as we call them. They're only about 3 or 4 sentences. And then the longer news stories, and then the features, which would take the longest because they're quite lengthy. And news equally can take long if you have to get sources and quotes for interviews. But so there's a good mix, I think.
Do you see yourself doing any sort of freelance writing?
Yeah, well, definitely at the moment, because I work part-time, it does give me at least the option to do some freelance work. So whether that be for an experience base, whether you want to just fill a portfolio, or indeed get some kind of work, somewhere else, you have the option to do that. So I definitely wouldn't rule it out. I love being a staff journalist because I get to interact a lot more with the people that are in the office, whereas freelancing, it's a lot of solo work and can be tougher. I've always preferred a staff environment, and I think there are many that would say the same. Freelancing, there's some tough hours. It's certainly still an enjoyable job, and the advantage of it is you can kind of work for different publications and places, and you can kind of set your own schedule as opposed to, I suppose, staff hours. But I've always, though, I certainly wouldn't rule freelancing out. I do enjoy being a member of staff.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Natasha Phillips works for the IWA. Talks to Danielle myself about her work.
Welcome, Tasha.
How you doing?
How long were you in college?
I did a few different things in college. I did training and education.
Yeah.
And I started with my Leaving Cert, and then I would have went on to do training special needs, which would have taken 2 years, and mm-hmm. then I would have went on then to do my degree, then would have taken another 4 years. So I'd say about and then courses then after that then. So probably about 10 years, I'd say, studying constantly. That was mostly while I was working as well.
Yeah.
I would have went through the adult education programmes, so would have done it while I was working, which is probably a really good way to attend college, because you can do it while you're working and get your employer then to pay for some of your college fees. The downside of that then is you're working full time and then having to fit in the studying as well. But you also get the the work experience as well on the other side, so you get to have work experience and go to college at the same time, which is great. So you get a bit of both, which is what employers are generally looking for. So sometimes people go to college first and then try and look for a job afterwards, which they can find really difficult. So if you can kind of do the both of them together, it's probably what employers kind of tend to look for. In terms of what on your CV, it's a much harder road to do both, because you're really tired and stuff. Mm. And trying to squeeze in studying after a full day's work can be difficult.
How hard is your job?
I really like my job, actually. It's quite challenging at times. It's enjoyable. I really enjoy working with the students. I work on a rehabilitative training programme in the Irish Wheelchair Association. So it's very similar to the programme that you guys are on. I'm a tutor there, but also would be responsible for a lot of the administration on the programme. We do a lot of similar programmes as what you guys do, would be independent living, computers, controlling my life. We would do FITAC.
Yeah.
So we're rolling that out at the moment. There's work experience. A job is not difficult. I really enjoy it. There's a lot of paperwork and stuff attached to it. That's the bit I really don't like. It has to be done.
What are the requirements to do your job?
You have to be able to get on well with people, be able to chat to people, to be organised, to be able to plan. That's very, very important, to be able to think ahead. Yeah, to be always able to think kind of one step ahead and to be able to problem solve, that's a big one. So if something happens, to be able to sort it out and to know how to sort it out and who to go to and to know what to do. To, I suppose, for me, I suppose, to be able to get on well with people and planning, as I said, and planning the classes. And as a mature, so we'll be teaching, so I'd have to do lesson plans. Yeah. Spend a lot of time actually in like hours teaching, so know your subject.
What are the hours?
Well, the hours I work full time, so typically it would be 39 hours a week. It's a Monday to Friday.
What school or college did you attend?
Oh, I went to different ones. I had a very checkered educational career. I went to mainstream education, and I also went to special school education as well. I went to Enable Ireland, which wasn't Enable Ireland at the time. It was Cerebral Palsy Ireland. I went to Skolmacua. I went to I did my leaving in Pierce College. I went to Palmerston Comprehensive over on the west side of Dublin. So I've moved around a fair bit.
How many jobs have you had?
The job that I work at in Irish Wheelchair Association was kind of the main first job that I've had. I did an awful lot of voluntary work before then. I would have started doing facilitation work and just basically getting my name out there, getting myself known within kind of the disability sector. Would have started doing talks. That would have been really how I started. Working with CIL on a voluntary basis around campaigns, demonstrations that they were doing. At the time of the personal assistance would have been around then. We would have went to the Dáil and demonstrated. So it would have been getting me kind of, people getting to know me and getting my name out there as regards to who I was, and I suppose getting abilities out there, letting people know who I was. And eventually I got employed. I think things now definitely are, well, obviously, I mean, access is definitely much more to the front now, and things are much more accessible. Buildings are more accessible, buses now are accessible. People who are wheelchair users now can expect and can go basically anywhere in Dublin now freely. Can expect to use any public building, should be able to access most public transport, which certainly wouldn't have been the case 15, 20 years ago. I think there are far more opportunities now for people now that there was, say, 15, 20 years ago. And again, it's probably down to, again, probably access as well. People have much more opportunities as regards to PLC courses, other educational courses as well. Obviously, as well, there's personal assistance, which wouldn't have been available years ago. So people are able to access mainstream education much more easily than they would have been years ago. Are able to access college, which probably 20 years ago wouldn't have been possible because of the supports maybe that they needed. Wouldn't have been able to go that far. And plus, with VTAC as well, there's much more possibilities for people to complete different certs and different levels and different components. So VTAC has been made much far more accessible to wider range of people, and is basically being opened to everybody, so everybody can complete VTAC at whatever level they choose, at whatever components they choose. They can go on to HETAC, whatever. Whereas years ago it was the NCVA or it was a City and Guilds, and if you weren't able to reach that standard, or you weren't able to because of lack of PA support or whatever it was, that, or indeed maybe access, you weren't able to access that college, you weren't able to access that course, you couldn't go and do that course, you weren't able to go and achieve that type of standard. So VTAC has been definitely, I think, a move in the right direction. So employers now are getting people who are much more qualified, also work experience. So there's far more opportunities as regards to different levels of training programmes. It's not necessary, it has to be FOSS. It can be such as RTU programmes.
What was the work that you liked in the Wheelchair Association?
I love what I do, and it's really working with the students and the members. Although I do administration, and I suppose a large part of my job would be that, it's actually the teaching element of things that I really enjoy. So it's actually being in the classroom, work with the students. I'd also do a lot of one-to-one work with the guys, so it would be around goal planning setting. It may be around rights and entitlements. So somebody might have something, say, to do with a bus pass or social welfare issue, or that they might come to me about, maybe working through with them. Around those issues, nitty gritty stuff that I enjoy.
Do you drive or you use transport?
I do indeed drive, thank God. I wouldn't be able to survive without my car. One of the best things I did was to drive. I'm driving about 16 years now. Took driving lessons in the Irish Wheelchair Association. I used to use public transport. I used to drag my wheelchair on the bus. At the time the buses weren't accessible, we had the little imp buses. I don't know if you remember them, the little yellow buses.
Oh yeah.
Small little ones.
Yeah.
And that was the 1:30. That was the bus I used to get out to work in the mornings, and I used to have to drag my chair onto that, drag myself up the steps. So that wasn't much fun. And then I started. And somebody said to me in IWA that suggested, why didn't I take driving lessons? And sure, I didn't think I'd be able for it. And I said, sure, why not? So I started driving lessons and never looked back. And my car is my absolute lifeline. I have a little 6-year-old boy, and I wouldn't be able to go anywhere without my car. So if I lost my car, I wouldn't be able to work, I wouldn't be able to do anything. So I really, really depend on it. And I'd urge anybody, if they can, to take up driving lessons if they can. It's a great... And obviously, if you can't drive for whatever reasons or don't feel it's for you, obviously to get used to public transport is another, a huge plus, because, I mean, being able to use transport,
yeah.
I mean, it just opens your world so much, rather than having to ask for lifts or and the independence that it gives you, even if it is using public transport. And the buses are so much more accessible. The drivers are have been trained, and just even to know your way around. So,
thank you.
Thanks a million. Thank you. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
When I leave CRC, I would like to work in Nolan Supermarket. I did work experience there.
Backpacking.
I packed shelves and I did backpacking when I was in Nolans. I kept myself busy in Nolans. I did work experience in Near FM. I was working with Andrew and I was looking at what he was doing. I would like to do sound engineering because I learned a lot from sound engineering. I would like to do more work on the desk, in desk work for Near FM.
I did work experience in Conley Station. I had a experience in the information centre in Conley Station. I was responsible for giving directions for... I was responsible for giving people directions to places like O'Connell Street and Henry Street from the DART station itself. I was also responsible for announcing the Belfast train times. I was also responsible as well for showing people on maps where they are at that time and where they should what ways to take on the map. I actually did enjoy it that week. It was pretty enjoyable and I'd like to do it again sometime. I got the DART, Cluster DART station. I got off at Conley station itself from the CRC. It was a bit difficult for me as a wheelchair user to get from the CRC to the station down to Conley, and then I got on a DART and got the train into Conley station itself and went from there, really. I eventually got there.
Did you have anyone going on the DART with you?
No, it was the first time I used it by myself. I thought it was pretty good.
Were you nervous, Connor?
No, I actually wasn't, Nikita.
Was anyone there to get the wheelchair ramp away?
I did have a few people there, yeah.
Grant.
Val, what was your work experience?
The canteen.
What were you responsible for doing there?
Cleaning the tables and putting milk in the jug.
And did you like it?
No.
So you wouldn't go back now?
No.
What did you not like about it?
Doing the jugs.
And putting the plates away.
Yeah.
Don't blame me.
What was the best thing about it?
Cleaning the tables.
Why?
Because everybody was gone.
So you had to need your job.
Kenny, what was your work experience?
Well, I did three work experiences. So,
did three work experiences, and what one was your favourite?
The best.
The crash.
And what did you like about it?
Working with the children.
And was it hard to work with other children?
No, it was actually grand. I didn't mind.
Would you do it again?
Yeah.
Would you like to do it away from the CLC?
Yeah, I would.
And what did you do in the crash?
Helping kids with their walk.
Like, helping in the classes?
Yeah.
What other work experience did you do?
I did work experience in Super Value. I didn't like that at all.
Why?
Why?
Can't stand on my feet for too long. It's so boring.
Did you have to pack bags with in Super
Yeah, and that's the worst thing we like to do. I wonder why again.
Why?
Because it's all the boring crap. Be honest, dear.
What was you told when you did?
I did work experience in Tesco's in the Omni.
What was your favourite bit?
Well, I got an easier job, but I did packing bags, putting things back in the shelves, and it's easy not jobs and easy things to do.
So your best one was the crash?
Yeah, because that's the easy job.
I would love to work with children as well.
Not doing the tables. Yeah. I'm putting all the crap away.
Sounds like a better job, yeah.
I wouldn't do it at all. Would you, Connor?
No, not a chance. Patrick, have you done any work experience?
No.
What about you, Daniel? What would you like to do as work experience, for work experience?
Hairdressing.
Where? It's only where you live, in Finglas.
No.
Have you thought about what you'd like to do?
Not yet.
What you doing on these shops, Daniel?
No.
Have you thought about what you'd like to do, Patrick? Yet?
No.
What about work with dogs? So.
That'd be kind of the hardest job to do because you have to grab the dogs.
Oh, God.
And you have to train them. You have to train them how to sit down and roll over and
do all the
crap and do other things with them and give them a bath.
I washed them.
Yeah.
So they don't be smelly.
Yeah.
Oh,
cats.
God.
Cats are more easy to work with because you just give them their food and then they'd be just be grand. And
oh, no.
And you just give them milk.
No, they don't because they scrape you.
But we had a cat. And she was gentle, and you just give her cat food. When the dog eats hers, the cat eats the other dog's dog food.
What was so the cat's name?
Fighting over each other.
Maybe your work experience should be with animals.
But I like the work experience in the DSPCA.
Where's that?
Financial cruelty to animals. Would you not to like to work with other kids playing football and how to teach them how to play? Like kids, like on like kids that are 5 or 4 or 3, how to play football.
Yeah.
Would you not ask your football coach to do work experience with them?
Why?
Because I like playing football.
Daniel, I think you're fairly good at sports in general.
Thank you, Connor.
You're welcome. Has anyone thought about where they're gonna go after they've done time in CRC? Have you thought about it, Nikita?
Yeah. I thought about it already. I would like to try the floss crossing to try it out and see
what one?
The one across them from the contest.
Shame.
I wanted to try it out and I was talking to it to Mickey Shane about it. We'll see, could I try and get myself into it?
What about you, Vogue?
I like to work with little kids.
In the crash?
In the crash.
What crash would you like to do in? Is there any near your house where you live?
Because there's nowhere to put a crash in.
I hope everyone gets the job that they want and is happy with what they get.
Would you like to go back to Connolly Station, Connor?
Oh yeah, Nikita. I'm dying for my second experience back there.
Why would you like to be a second experience there, Connor?
Because I felt the first time I enjoyed it and I felt the first time I really enjoyed the experience.
Was it hard?
No.
Were you in with, you know, the fella, like, you know, when you're going in?
At the security gates?
Yeah.
Yeah,
doing that?
I was there for 2.5 days, and then I did another 2.5 for in the information centre in there. I liked all of it. It was pretty good.
Connor, did you do any org sprints except for Connolly Station?
I did, as well as Connolly Station, I did Super Value in Clester.
And did you like that?
I did, but not as much as Connolly Station. In fairness, Nikita, I felt it wasn't... I felt old doing the bike.
What did you not like about packing?
Was it boring, Connor?
I got confused putting what into what bags.
Did you do other things instead of backpacking?
No. I was afraid to ask.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know, Daniel.
Were you nervous to ask the manager, can I do something else instead of backpacking?
At the time, yes. Now, no.
Would you do it again, Connor?
Backpacking?
Yeah.
Not a hope in hell.
Why?
Why would you not go back?
Should.
Fill me in.
Bored once I arrived. Thanks, everyone.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks, everyone.
This is a collaborative project between CRC and Near FM.
This program was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Knows.
I've gotta say I'm on my way down. God give me style and give me grace. God put a smile upon my face.